USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. He spoke on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump explained why they chose to strike.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
A rampage in Austin, Texas has killed a man who was at a burrito shop. Police Sergeant David Daniels says they don't know what set off the suspect, who also assaulted others in the area.
A tragic situation that somebody has lost their life. This is the first homicide of 2020.
This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
As the death toll continues to rise, at least 3,000 Australian troops have been deployed to help tackle the brush fires in the country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Strong winds coupled with readings of 104 degrees prompted officials to declare a very dangerous time ahead for southeast Australia. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.
The day is unfolding so far as we anticipate. There are unfortunately 137 fires and bush and grass fires burning across the state. Around 60 of them are uncontained, and those areas of concern that we had yesterday and the previous days remain at that very concerning level.
Since September, fires in Australia have claimed at least 23 lives, with dozens of people listed as missing. At least 1,500 homes have been lost in the brush fires so far this season. I'm John Clemens.
Stocks fell sharply on Friday. The Dow Jones was down 234 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
A San Diego Superior Court judge ruled that owners and operators of a pornographic website owe 22 women $12.7 million for fraud after lying to them about where the videos would be distributed and deceiving them into making them. Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, owners of the website Girls Do Porn, were among the 13 defendants. The judge said the women would retain the ownership rights to their images that appear on the videos. He also ordered the owners to take down the videos from their site and other sites on the Internet. The lawsuit accused the defendants of taking advantage of women in financially vulnerable situations and took calculated steps to falsely assure the models that their videos would never be posted online. Instead, the videos were posted on their websites and many other popular free service porn sites. The Affluenza teen is back in court. USA's Tim Berg explains.
A Texas man who used Affluenza as his defense at a trial for killing four people while driving drunk was arrested on Thursday after authorities say he violated the terms of his probation. Ethan Couch was booked into a Fort Worth, Texas jail after he tested positive for marijuana. Couch's attorneys say their client has been intensely monitored for alcohol and illegal substance use for more than 20 months and has never been positive for the use of any substance before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.